Now, with dog fouling being a constant problem in the town of Youghal, one local lady has launched a clean street campaign in the town in an effort to combat the problem. And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined now on the line by Marta Cashman. You're very welcome, Marta.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am great. Now, tell us all about this campaign.
Basically, it's just been an ongoing issue. And with the 2K walking, it's been very obvious that it's just getting a little bit out of hand. I work with special needs disability as well, and I'm just conscious of people in wheelchairs, kids and buggies, and, you know, basically shops have been saying, you know, they're constantly cleaning it from the street and their shops, you know.
And that's one thing, actually. A lot of people don't take that into consideration when it comes to their dogs. As you said, people in wheelchairs. I mean, that's more than a small little hazard if you're in a wheelchair and you roll over. Dog fouling, isn't it?
Just very, very, very difficult to deal with for people. And it's just, you know, if you're not in that situation, you don't think about it like that. So I'm sure people don't mean to be bad in the fact that they're just, you know, maybe people are just not aware.
How did the idea then come about to actually deliver? And it's pooper scooper bags, isn't it, that you've been delivering to businesses around town?
So Mary Linehan and Helen Mulcahy actually worked very hard to get these free bags, paper bags, into the town. And my project is called More Clay, Less Plastic. I'm a sculptor in ceramics, and I like the idea of these paper bags, but unfortunately people have been using plastic bags and dumping them. So I like the idea of the paper bag, and I just thought, I'm here helping my mum for the duration of the COVID issue, and I said I would just take a walk on my trip out from one end of the town to the other. So I went from Clancy's all the way to McCarthy's newsagents at the end of town, and I approached every shop that's open, and also the chemists, which were willing to come on board. I wasn't going to approach them because they're busy enough, and you know, it's quite dangerous as well to be in and out of these shops all the time. But everybody was really happy and willing to be on board. So that was Friday, and then the following Monday I ordered them from the council, and Tuesday when I was going on my shopping trip, I filled my car at the council. I don't take my car out in the town because I can cycle. And I took the car, filled it with all the boxes, and delivered to all the shops and reminded them basically that this is a social engagement and empowerment project to encourage people to take the bags, take them even if you don't have a dog, and share them to a friend who might not be able to come down from the estates, and just have them in your bag on a walk, because you might be able to share with somebody who might have possibly forgotten their own bag, which is a lot of the time the cause of the dog fouling. And yeah, so everybody was on board, but also, you know, reminding the businesses that it's known fact. They can get these boxes of paper bags themselves. They just need to call the council. It's best if they call the council and order 5 or 10 boxes and keep them in stock, you know.
And it's brilliant to raise awareness to that, because, I mean, to be fair, the bags have always been available at the town hall, but not a lot of people were aware of that or didn't avail of it because of what they weren't able to get to the town hall or for whatever reason it was. To be able to make businesses and people in the locality aware, look, here they are. These bags are free, guys. You're not paying for these bags. They're there. They're ready, accessible. All you have to do is pick up the phone and order them.
That is the situation. And it's unfortunate that people haven't been engaging with the council. And like I said, it was a big push to get these free paper bags available to people. And they're so good. They work very well. You know, you don't engage with any of the dirt. You know, there's a little slip on them. And you just flip it into the bag and pop it in a bin. So yeah, they're like an amazing little invention, a really good design, and available free. So I guess, you know, if anybody else wants to jump on board, it would be fantastic if they were willing to take a box themselves up to the estate, share them out, come in Adina. Like, once places start opening, Kyoltis would be probably a great place to keep keep a few boxes of them just to keep them up and around the estates all in good time, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people would like to get involved in Murta, do they make contact with you? What's the best way to do it?
I'm sure they can, but this, like I said, it's a social empowerment and community building project. That's what I focus on with my more clay workshops. So really, I'm just starting this initiative and then, you know, leaving it open to everybody to get involved, you know, to just empower people to take control of a situation that's really affecting everybody at the moment. Like, there's nobody that isn't affected by this right now. It's very toxic, very dangerous, can cause blindness, dizziness, very, you know, upset tummy. If you get this on, you know, on your shoes, you walk it into your house, you just don't realize sometimes that it's gotten in on your carpet, you know, another animal or a child on the floor. So really, it's about just empowering everybody to take control of the situation and not to feel afraid to share the bag with somebody on the street. You know, please don't take offense if someone offers you a bag, which has been the case. You know, just see that somebody is just being consciously aware of their health, health of elders, you know, health of children, and just building a community really is kind of what I like to focus on, you know. Get to know a new friend, you know, maybe that person is ill and they'd love you to walk their dog. You know, there's lots of ways we can kind of support each other in a community like y'all. And, you know, it's a great town with great family, you know, traditions and history, and, you know, people are so supportive, but we've got to keep that going, you know, and be welcoming of new communities in the area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And if the last few weeks have taught us nothing else, is that we're all stronger when we work together as a community. I think that community spirit is stronger in the town now than it ever has been. And if this becomes part of just something else that we all work together to combat, I'm sure we'll sort that problem out. And as you said, it's not meant to cause offence to anybody. Do you know, nobody's suggesting that people maliciously go out there and walk their dogs and don't bring the stuff with them. This is just to help people. It's just to help everybody in the community.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant, brilliant idea, and well done to you for getting it started and getting it kicked off like that. All the bags are now available. They're available in pretty much every open retail outlet in town at the moment, are they?
They are. So the thing is that the shop owners themselves have to take the initiative now and order them from Ger and Helen at the office downtown, who have been really great all week. Just ring in the number anyway, town council, and order 5 or 10 boxes and go pick them up and keep them in stock. You know, it's about trying to keep this going now, that the, you know, keep asking the shops for them, and then, you know, maybe the shop owners will make that conscious effort to go pick them up. Even like why I'm saying 5 or 10 boxes, then you only need to go pick them up once a month or, you know, every couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's about creating availability in the town and having them ready to hand if you need them, that you know you can pop into shop, there they are, and they're there to be used. Marta, it's brilliant. You've got the ball rolling. It's up to us now to keep it going. Well done on it. Thanks a million for taking the time to come on air and have a chat with me. It is up on our Facebook page. We have shared it. It is up on your own Facebook page as well, if anyone wants to get a bit more information and stuff like that on it. Marta Cashman, thanks a million for your time.
Thanks a million. And to all the other shops that will be opening soon, please jump on. And, you know, we'll try and keep this up on the Facebook to remind people about that. And there are a couple of other businesses I haven't gotten to, like some of the petrol stations, so I might get to that during the week. And like I said, any businesses that are open, please jump on, take the free PR that this is getting for town right now. It's going to be on the Examiner on Tuesday. So, you know, maybe any businesses that would like a plug, it would be great if you did come back to me, and maybe we can, you know, get this rolling a little bit further for free advertisement and getting good vibe in Youghal for businesses at the moment.
Absolutely. And what I will put on the table there as well is if businesses want to, or if you can compile a list of businesses that have it, we will give them a plug on the radio as well.
That's a great idea.
So if you get the list to me, we will repeatedly call that out, and then you are getting a plug on the radio as well for having this stuff in stock.
Yeah, and it's great. And it's also started a little initiative outside of the town. I've had my cousin is taking 10 boxes over to Shanagarry this morning. So again, a shout out to all anybody, or to Killa and, you know, Inch and any other little area that have this problem. I think it would be great to say it to those communities. Like, if you happen to be coming to town for the one day shop, you can take 5 or 10 boxes away with you guys and share them out around your own community.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, this isn't just a Youghal problem. This is a problem in every little village and town and every countryside as well. I mean, it's not exclusive only to the town. Listen, as I said, well done. I'm more than happy if you can get the list of businesses. We will plug them here. Yeah, we'll plug them here as well. And we'll make sure that we keep this ball rolling. Marta, thanks a million for your time.
No, Bob. Thanks a million for airing it. Bye for now. Take care.